The Midday 180 served up by Wendy's on 104.5 The Zone. The crew all here today live from the Titans Pro Shop Team Store at Nissan Stadium. And we kind of go by the motto, if you can't beat them, join them. Dan Dockett's number one in the country, according to Barrett Sports Media. We came in number two, and we bow down to the king every time he joins us. Dan, great to have you back on, man. How are you?
You guys are funny. You guys are funny. I say you guys are one, and I'm a step below at 1A. It's just two titans of the industry that you know, unlike the Hatfields and McCoys, we get along and, you know, laugh about it. But just two titans, just two titans. That's
well,
all I consider us.
I haven't had a chance to share with the boys the major development this morning.
Josh, could turn the tide.
I have to share this, Dan. I must share this. I recorded with Dan this morning.
And go on.
There were some production issues going on as I was recording with Dan while I was hearing the live show in my ear, and they were trying to sort it out. And I said, listen, I'm a big enough pro that I could do this while I'm listening to that show, but I'm having a little trouble hearing you, and it's distracting that there's actually a market that thinks the FIBA basketball results, FIBA, is...
FIBA.
That's how,
FIBA. Is that related to Henry FIBA? FIBA. Yeah.
That's how disinterested I am.
Wait a second. I am number one. Forget you. I am number one.
I'm going to flip it right here. I said that thinks these basketball results are interesting enough for anybody to listen to, and he says... Yeah, we lost to bleep in France. And then he comes back a couple minutes later. He says, I think that was live on air.
That's why he's number one, folks.
That's it. The commissioner of all things.
One of our sales ladies comes running in a panic. That just went on air. I'm like, oh, that can't be good.
Dan, how much crap are you still taking over your take on Andrew Luck and his retirement?
In Indianapolis, none. In Indianapolis, I have become the voice of the fan because, look, when you're local, you know more about the team. You know more about the history and the lying between Andrew Luck and the Colts and the fans. It's been there for 3 years about injuries. It's not been good. So while national people wanted to crush me, local people understood. And quite frankly, I don't give a rat's ass about anybody nationally. I mean, I really don't. I caught hell. The Twitter mob came at me, but they got their brains beat out. We beat them back. And local people seem to understand because there are two sides of it, man. Hey, look, we're all Andrew Luck wants to quit at 29. God bless him. Good for him. I wish we all could with that kind of money. But there is the other side of the lying from the Colts organization. Andrew lying and covering up his injury. Is he really injured? People don't know. A lot of people don't think he was. And that's been going on for a long time. So I really haven't caught – actually, it's been very positive locally. Nationally, not so much. Who cares?
Dan, you say you're the voice of the fan. What do you think the players would say? And have they reacted to what you've been saying?
Yeah, the players always do what players do, right? Oh, it's good for Andrew, blah, 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 blah. And I understand that. You understand that. Privately, what I've been told hospital. Just, you know, what are you talking about? You're quitting 2 weeks before the season. What are you talking about? We did all this stuff. What are you talking about? You're walking out on us right now. Hostile. And the Colts management, not happy. Again, people will say, if you're going to quit. If you're, you know, fine. But publicly, all hands on deck. Great guy. Great decision. Wish I could do it too. That kind of thing. Privately, hostile.
How much has Quentin Nelson come to characterize that team beyond the quarterback and been the salve for a position that's been an issue for a long time? I know it's five guys, but he's recharacterized the group, it seems, from afar in a way that was long overdue.
Yeah, well, he is exactly that, Paul. Exactly that. I mean, he has, and a lot of it is Twitter and Brian Balding are showing, you know, highlighting, and now people here, you know, I'm sure you guys have this. We have Colts pregame local. We have Colts postgame local, radio, TV, all that kind of stuff. And he's become the guy, exactly what you said. You say how much? I would say almost all. because it changed the dynamic of the team. It did. And even Costanza, who's a, you know, a veteran left tackle, been starter for 100 years, he's changed his mindset because of Quentin Nelson. So it's been huge, Paul. It's been huge from the mental standpoint of the team. But more than that, and probably more importantly, it's been huge at the end of the year. You know, last year, you can make the argument they're the best offensive line in football. You can make the argument, or I think it is true, that they gave up the least amount of sacks over the last half of the season in football. And that's obviously more important than, you know, any kind of rah-rah thing or leadership thing. But, no, he's been an absolute difference maker. And when Ballard took him number six in the draft, a lot of people, you can't take a guard. Well, Ballard told me privately, he goes, look, when you got a difference maker, you take him, period, period. I don't give a damn what position. He's a difference maker in the locker room. He's a difference maker in the weight room. He's a difference maker in summer workouts. He's a difference maker on the field. You take him. And that's exactly what they did. And I would imagine they're very, very happy they did.
Dan Dockage with us on the Midday 180. Dan, I know there are many people, including Paul. Paul was going to pick the Colts as a Super Bowl entry this year, as one of the two teams to reach the Super Bowl with Andrew Luck. Now, with that, he went with a different team. He went with the Patriots, I think, whenever Luck announced his retirement. But where are expectations now for this group? Because based on what I saw in week one against the Chargers, they're still a very talented roster that are going to win plenty of games.
Yeah, you know, but at the end of the day, it's quarterback-driven league. And it's one thing, and you guys, again, you guys know this as well as anybody. Everybody knows this, that covers our pro football. The backup quarterback, man, he's great. Oh, we got a great backup quarterback. When you got a good one. Now, sometimes your backup stinks, you know, and talk about it. But Jacoby Brissett was paid like a top 20 quarterback. Jacoby Brissett, it has been said by the bosses here that he is a top 20 quarterback. They put their money where their mouth is, but nobody knows. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, the resume in terms of pro football is 4-12. It's okay. 13 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. It's okay. But that's the resume. That's all we can go on. Look fine. I mean, look good week one. But we don't know. I mean, and anybody that says they do know doesn't know, because he played 5 snaps last year. And this is a team that was centered around Andrew Luck. This was a team that, as you said, much more talented, can run the football because of the offensive line. You saw that with Marlon Mack. But let's be honest. You can't sit here and tell me, well, you know what? Fans want to say, we're going to be just as good because Andrew Luck was just a piece. Okay, if you believe that, fine. But, you know, that's not – you don't know. I mean, you know, I asked Paul – I did an interview with Paul on my show. I said, okay, how good is Derrick Henry? He said, I don't know. And I would say the same thing about Jacoby Brissett. You have no idea. So if he's really good, I think the team could be very, very good. If he's just a guy, 9 wins – you know, tough schedule, a lot of good quarterbacks on that schedule. 9 wins, maybe 10 would be the apex.
We got to run, Dan. We love you.
Peace out, fellas. Hey, two Titans clashed for a few minutes, and the world is a better place. Goodbye.
Always. It absolutely is. Dan Dockage has been our guest. He will not be a stranger on this show. The Midday 180, served up by Wendy's, up with a $5 biggie bag.